Suzanne Williams, and live in Douglas, and I'm a master gardener, have been for years, and I actually teach a few vegetable courses for the master gardeners and composting. But my husband and I have three plots here at the community garden, and we mainly grow things that we harvest in the fall, like potatoes, garlic and onions, carrots, squash, and beets. And that's pretty much it. And I also grow onions plus the garlic. And at home, I grow my lettuces, my herbs, and we have a greenhouse that we grow our cucumbers and our tomatoes in. And we've been doing this for almost 20 years or more. Because when we first came to Alaska, the only thing you could buy in a grocery store was iceberg lettuce and romaine. And that was it. So we started gardening then. And I also have had a bumper crop of peas this year. And up at the produce stand, I've got yellow peas, which the pods are yellow, but the peas are green, and you eat the whole thing, and they're just yummy. They're a nice late pea. But for carrots, which you're standing right here, I grow, for fun, I grow purple haze, which is a purple carrot, and I grow purple dragon, which is deep purple skin, orange inside, and I grow what is called Yellowstone, which is a yellow carrot. And for fun, I add a Luna, which is white, but it just kind of looks kind of dirty all the time because it's a white one. And then a lot of orange ones. Now, I like to use seed tape for the middle because you don't have to weed so bad. When I was younger, I used to broadcast the carrot seeds, and then I would kind of kneel down and thin. But now that I'm in my 70s, I like seed tape because it's easier to keep the weeds down and they come up easier.
I was going to ask you, you know, these look so well spaced apart. They're perfect, and you hardly have any weeds, and the carrots are gorgeous. They're some of the most gorgeous carrots I've seen in a long time. Do you make your own seed tape?
I have done that. I've done that for the beets, but now you can buy seed tape for beets. But I've had one problem. I keep Rime or polyspun fiber, like you see here at the garden, over my beds, and it's to keep the porcupines out. The porcupines are a problem here, and they like to get in, and they can trash an entire carrot, beet, or pea bed, or some other vegetable that they take a liking to, and they just make a big mess. So I put the Rime down to keep the porcupines out, but I created another problem. The redback voles like a sheltered area, so they've crawled in, and if you look down in here, you see they've been eating the tops of my orange carrots, but they've left the red carrots alone. So I took the covers off the day before yesterday, so at least they aren't protected while they run up, but I'm going to pull them all today and just cut off the tops. So we're always battling something.
That's true. Well, I'm surprised they're not going after the red carrots. You wonder what the difference is.
Yeah, they really like the orange ones. Mm. And when I, one year I planted out golden beets out here, and they ate them all. They would go down the top, and they'd eat everything and leave a little strip in the root hanging. And so then I pretty much keep the golden beets covered up till I'm ready to harvest them. But they don't touch the red beets. Interesting. Yes. There's something different in our lives every day.
Thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome.
And your garden looks gorgeous.
Thank you very much. Have a care.
I'd love one. Yeah, I'd love one.
You'll have to wash it off.
Yeah, thank you. I'll take this little one right here.
You might try the purple haze. Those are...
Sure, I'll take a little purple one, too. Thank you so much.
Help yourself. I've got plenty to spare.
Okay, have a good day. Thanks.
There's even sunflowers in bloom out here, which is pretty good.
That doesn't happen every year. We have one at our house. It was just a volunteer that came up. It's about 6 feet tall, huge, and it's blooming. Hi.
Here's some of the most beautiful assortment of kale.
Oh, yeah. We stopped here earlier. This is beautiful.
Boar and dinosaur kale and Siberian kale. Don't see any of the Red Russians, which is my favorite, but there's some Red Russian down here in the next plot over. But just texture, just gorgeous texture.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Nice oregano. Look at the oregano here in bloom, too. And even some asparagus. And baseball bat zucchinis. We do have largest and unusual categories among many others here, so it'll be fun to see what people have entered.
We're walking over here to the actual judging area where there's a covered shelter set up here. Green tablecloth, of course. And there are several people milling around looking at beautiful produce. There's flowers, there's vegetables, baskets of greens and herbs. I see some artichokes over there.
Judges, gather around here real quick. Oh, what we're judging on is quality primarily. In a given lot, there may be only one blue, one red, one white. Thing about for judging here in a given lot, say carrots, there may be only one blue, one red, and one white. If the quality, maybe you have five entries, if the quality isn't there, that you feel it doesn't deserve, there's none of them deserve a blue ribbon, then don't give one. Maybe there's only one entry in a category in a lot. Again, if it doesn't deserve a blue ribbon, don't give it just because it's the only one there. Okay? So look at them. Carrots, I mean, the produce you can taste. We can taste, you know, we can slice and taste. Berries, peas, and other stuff here. And the jams and jellies, if we have any over here, those are judged exclusively on appearance because we don't know how properly they were processed. Boiling water bath or pressure canned or otherwise. So we're just looking at them to see how beautiful they are in the jar, basically. That's how that one goes. But we've got baskets. We've got harvest baskets down here. Again, that's going to be pretty much on appearance. What kind of an assortment of plants, herbs, fruits, vegetables, whatever are in those when you judge those. For flowers, again, we've got big bunches, and then there's individual categories, like it might be just lilies or begonias. So again, you can judge those on their merits. And look at if there's insect damage. So if some entries are badly chewed up by slugs, well, then that, even though it's a huge cabbage, if it's chewed severely by slugs, you know, that goes against them. I mentioned flavor. Certainly if you've got, you know, three carrots there in front of you or three entries, you know, and they're otherwise all good, if you taste them, this is the best tasting one, give that the blue ribbon. Okay. And then we've got colorful carrots, three different kinds of carrots here. We've got celery and lettuces, and look at maturity, whether they are at the peak of maturity. If, like with lettuce, sometimes they're starting to bolt, well, that will knock down a score for them if they're extending out as opposed to being nice, tight, full heads or whatever happens to be. If you know enough about the particular varieties and you know that it's particularly difficult to grow eggplants in Juneau, I don't know if anybody's got any, but that would, you know, difficulty of cultivation can give somebody, you know, an extra points if you're doing that. We aren't actually keeping track of points too. And when we're all done with judging all of this stuff, we will get together to judge the best of show, the best entry, and that's everything all together. So we pull all of the best of class and divisions for a best of show winner. And it might be a zucchini, it might be a harvest basket, it might be flowers, whatever that happens to be. That's one we vote on. That one is sometimes challenging to decide. So we're going to go and start on the largest beets. We have two beautiful beets to judge, and so we're looking at quality, largest unusual. One is called Early Wonder, other is Detroit. Beautiful beets.
Yeah,
absolutely,
they're nice.
Beautiful. And I would say, so I think for that one, blue ribbon for Detroit, red ribbon for the early wonder.
Beautiful beets.
Yep, they're gorgeous.
So, yeah. Okay, cabbage. Cabbages. That is, we do have, that's a flowering kale. Well, it says
they call it cabbage.
Largest and unusual cabbage. So we call that a flowering cabbage. I can accept that. It's a beauty. But I don't think, as far as cabbages go, it quite fits as a eating cabbage. So we'll,
it's definitely looking more ornamental.
Yeah. Look at that one, a white. Carrots. We have a yellow one and a orange carrot. And this is where tasting needs to happen. Okay, Mindy, as a guest person, you get to help taste and make decisions too. Notice we have entertainment in the background.
I hear that.
We got music.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm surprised. Usually the yellow carrots and other carrots, white carrots particularly, don't have that much flavor, but
I think this one's a little more sweeter than this one.
This is better, yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. Next in the category, after carrots, potatoes.
Right here.
Largest? Okay.
Is this the largest? Yep, this is the largest. It's pretty large.
I'm surprised. Only one entry. That's a beautiful, beautiful French fingerling. That is a absolutely gorgeous potato.
It's the fingerling the size of a giant.
Well, yeah, French fingerling does grow large, can grow large. This one, if sliced, would have kind of a red ring or a pink ring inside too. Really tasty. I'm curious to see how fingerlings do, but
that's a gorgeous potato.
Ribbon, absolutely.
It looks like it would be absolutely delicious.
Okay, potato, turnips. I don't think there's much of a contest here, actually. Look at the size of this. Okay, turnip, largest. Wow.
That's a huge turnip. I can't believe they grew something that big.
That's a 5-pound turnip. It's about 9 inches across, and
it
had root maggots.
Yeah.
There's root maggots hiding underneath. There's a worm there too. That's a golden turnip, and it's very nice. Boule d'or, which probably means golden ball, and they all have had some root maggot damage.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That one has less root maggot damage.
Yes.
So, I mean, I will give basins. They're all got similar damage. There's a white or a blue, a red. Some impressive turnips.
Ed, in a normal season, that turnip would not be that big.
Well,
if it all the rain.
Maybe not. I mean, turnips like cool temperatures. So, assuming it had good fertility and all of that, it might have grown that size. But certainly the sunshine didn't hurt at all. So, lot number 9 is zucchinis. Largest, okay, based on largest, and I don't know.
I mean, weight maybe has something to do with.
Yeah, weight, size, well, and actually quality. I mean, looking at how nice, assuming that they aren't damaged in any way. I mean, they're smooth, good looking. They haven't been chewed up by critters or whatever. That's a beautiful one.
Yeah,
nicely displayed on that red tablecloth and stuff. But I mean, the quality, we've got tremendous quality of zucchinis here this year. And they all look good.
Love that.
You know, yeah, the yellow stripe, it partly indicates that it's more mature. It tend to turn yellow, more yellow underneath as they mature. That's a tough judging. There, we got a pair of them. Boy. They are nice. I mean, this one here is awfully good. That one.
Right.
And that black.
I love the color of this one.
Yeah. I'm going to go with that. That one's nice. I like that one.
I really
still
like this one.
It looks like a pumpkin to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It does.
This is pretty
it
good.
Does. But that,
this is Italian.
But that yellow squash.
This is Romanian.
Pretty mature.
Very nice.
I think that one, that's more of a challenge, although this is
beautiful.
It is.
It is gorgeous.
I mean, that's, I would say that's less mature for a summer squash for eating. My suspicion is this is going to be better than that one.
Mm-hmm.
white ribbon for the big turnip. Or root, looks like a rutabaga. Okay, yeah. So in lot 10, gave the blue ribbon to the summer squash, yellow, some brown summer squash, which looks suspiciously like an immature pumpkin, but it's beautiful color.
Gorgeous.
Ed.
Yes.
We need a little help judging the garlic.
You can taste garlic if you want. You can peel, pull off a clove. Look at quality. In a class where there's supposed to be 3 or 5 or whatever of that thing on the plate.
Yeah.
You're also judging, did they give you uniformity? Right. You have 3 really nice ones about the same size, quality, skins, and all of that sort of thing. If one has losing skins, then you would downgrade for that.
Okay.
And of these 6, each one is a different variety.
Oh, yeah.
We got Romania, we got Turkey,
right.
We got Italy.
Yep. Right. So you really ought to taste them, Peter. You ought to just break them open and...
I've been pricking them with my nail and smell.
Okay, smell. Okay, that's good.
Is that what this knife
flavor's
is
good.
For?
It could be. Yeah, we were tasting carrots here earlier, but if you want to break one open, go for it.
Yeah. I think for aesthetic or appearance, these are the ones. They smell pretty good.
Yeah.
So,
but this one had nice fragrance right away.
Smells good.
Yeah. I'm kind of partial to the little white guy, the big white guy.
I think we can decide that that's our blue ribbon.
Okay. Yeah, I'll go with that.
So you guys have just judged the garlic, and now you're judging some...
Now we got all these... We just finished marjoram, a single... there's only one in that class, but it's a good one.
It's beautiful.
Now we got 10 mints, all different, and we've got to start tasting that, I guess. Did you bring any seltzer water?
No, it would be a good time to make some mojitos, don't you think?
Yeah. Really?
It's tough because they're all different species or variety,
You have a hard job ahead of you.
Yeah.
This one, yeah.
Would you like to have a bite?
Yeah.
Which one?
Well.
This. How about that?
That one looks like a... What type of mint is that one?
This spearmint. Real lush one.
Yeah, that's a spearmint, yeah.
So, you want to tear your own?
Yeah.
I'll take the other half of that leaf and they'll never know that was gone.
That is intense.
That is intense. Boy, I could chew that instead
of
gum.
That is definitely spearmint.
Yeah.
Wow, that is amazing.
This one is called apple mint.
Okay.
That is a wonderful... I don't know, but I don't really get an apple flavor to it. Do you?
No, but it's a milder flavor, mellower, than the spearmint is like a blast.
It's almost like we need something in between.
Yeah. Well, we probably have it among these 10. I mean, look at this dainty flowered one. I mean, that's beautiful. That's like a bouquet.
This one's very nice.
Oh, this one's one of my favorite. Here's a licorice.
I like the ones with still the flowers on them, aesthetically. All right.
That peppermint is a nice one.
It's mellower than the spearmint. Spearmint is the strongest by far.
Okay, here's the wild mint.
Yeah, the licorice. Oh, yeah. Licorice and spearmint are right up there.
And what is this? This is a orange mint.
Looks kind of like a...
Good.
The orange, the licorice, and the spear are my 3 favorites.
They're mine, too.
Not sure about the third
one. So do you think that these are both blue ribbon material?
I think this one is for the full presentation.
Yeah. For sure the spearmint gets blue.
It does.
And it's outstanding.
It
might just be because of the variety.
Right.
It's kind of hard to compare.
Very lush. So,
yeah. Would you give it a red?
A red for the licorice?
Yeah.
So everybody's going to have really good breath around this judging group,
Well, it's perfect after tasting the garlic. Is this your first time as a judge?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And what is your name?
I'm Peter Freilich. I was actually a courtroom judge for 16 years. I think that's why Ed thought that he could rely on me to show up and do this.
To judge fruits and vegetables and herbs.
Yeah. Used to being impartial.
And your name?
Bill Ellers. And, yes, this is my first time.
Okay. Thank you for letting me join in.
This is labeled as Pinocchio and Son.
Okay, well, this Pinocchio and Son, these are little tomatoes that are, you know, one is under golf ball size and one is just right at golf ball size, and they're green with these gorgeous little tops to them that are coming out kind of like little curly sticking up, and coming out of them at the very top protruding or is like another little long tomato, but it's only, you know, half an inch and an inch on the bigger one. And yes, they look like noses.
Or other things that may be less politically acceptable or for a family program. I think that one's going to get a red ribbon because we gave the... Here's the octopus, the carrot octopus.
That one was one of my... That's a great one. Let's get a picture of that one, Ed.
That's a very nice one, yes. Yeah, I see. They pinned on some buttons, but... Yeah.
Oh, it does. It's supposed to have a face.
Yeah, I see that. A rather grotesque, contorted face. Yes.
In this section, this is the most unusual, and in this section are odd-looking potatoes, carrots with several legs, the little tomatoes with the protrudes coming out of them. Oh, yeah, the gardening. Oh, look at that. That's cute. We better get a picture. This is two carrots that are intertwined with the little sign that says... Gardening is for lovers. That one got a red ribbon. Ed's given that one a red ribbon.
All right.
The old dried up seed potato is getting a white ribbon.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Ed, is there a judging handbook we get on the internet for Petersburg when we start judging our own vegetables there? I mean, how do we know what class and sort to put our vegetables in?
I believe there are actually, if you go to state fairs, they normally have all the categories, and there is a handbook that usually tells what to look for as far as quality, uniformity, insect damage, or other environmental damage. So there's judging classes somewhere. I think college, especially with 4-H programs through the Cooperative Extension Service, I believe so. So if you run across Darren Snyder, who is here, our extension agent, he might be able to tell you more.
Yeah, there's probably something on the websites as well. So great. As I'm looking around, I'm seeing all the flowers that have been judged and gorgeous dahlias. Oh, my goodness. I see a couple. There's a beautiful blue ribbon on this pink one, but this yellow one is
10 inches across,
and it's a big yellow dahlia.
Yeah.
And there is a winning, beautiful display here. Yeah, there's so many.
And the class champion is an interesting two-toned yellow and orange one. I believe they call that an orchid dahlia, something a little different also. Look at that. Look at the arrangement of sunflowers.
Yeah, how often do you get a local arrangement of sunflowers grown here?
Not very often. Only this year.
The Juno Master Gardeners have been working with the Johnson Youth Center, which is a correctional facility for kids who have been bad, shall we say. And they've got some great gardens, greenhouses and all. We work with them on a weekly basis to help them choose and plant in the spring, starting plants, getting things going, working the soil, weeding. And they do cooking classes using their own produce, both for them, and they donate a lot of produce to the Pioneer Home and to the food bank to help feed people in Juneau.
That's great. There's gorgeous produce over there. I see even some artichokes.
Yes. I mean, beautiful potato. Look at the peppers. I mean, they really like growing hot peppers. And I don't know if some of those hot peppers are probably weapons of mass destruction, potentially, but still, they do enjoy growing some of that stuff and the challenge. Beautiful harvest baskets, too.
Yeah, I haven't checked those out. I'm going to go look at those. Ed, I have cucumbers for the first time without growing in a greenhouse in my raised beds at home. I'm very excited. They're delicious.
Well, that's congratulations. I mean, to grow them outside is definitely a challenge. So here we have in the greenhouse vegetables two plates of tomatoes, some larger ones and smaller ones. I think we have to taste it.
That's a good... That's a good strategy.
Okay, so this one is called Cherry Punch. These are salad-sized tomatoes.
This is a judging perk. Have a taste.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mm. Wow, everyone. Thank you.